being joined by the brand new football coach of the Appleton Parkersburg football team. That would be Jeff Pickna, taking some time to join us here on Radio On The Go Sports. And coach, thanks for taking some time here, just a few days away from being officially named the head coach here at AP. Just don't want to take a little bit of time here to get to know you a little bit about you know, you and taking over this AP football team, coming off of four seasons at BCLEW. But first, I just want to kind of get a little bit of background on yourself before you got to BCLEW. If you could, you know, fill us in on what kind of your background is.
Yep. So I like I said, I graduated from Grundy Center 2014. Pretty much got right into working where I currently do now. Eldora Boys State Training School for Juveniles. Been there ever since, going on a little over 9 years now. Started coaching at BCL 2021. Was an assistant for a year under a Luke Summerlot. After my first year, he had taken a step back to be the DC for me to come up, and then proceeded to do 3 years as the head coach for BCL after that, and then that puts us here where we are today.
Yeah, so when you were at BCLEW, what were some of the biggest things you kind of learned about coaching, especially in the head coaching role? Maybe some new perspectives that you gained while you were at BCLEW?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, your first coaching job, it's just constant lessons all the time, always learning live, going through different things every year is always a different journey. I really trying to work with finding ways to manipulate the game from a numbers perspective. Kind of always having to battle the game of not having very many players, you know, due to the population and stuff. So just a lot of, you know, chess pieces I talk about, always moving around, just having to be able to adapt and conform to kind of what you're given every year. There's constant turnover there between coaches and players. So just always having to adapt. And it's kind of, like I said, just a game of chess always being played, it seems like, every year.
So taking over for AP here this fall, what was attractive about the AP head coaching job? What kind of caught your interest about, you know, the possibility of being the head coach at AP?
Yeah, so, I mean, I know it was open last year, you know, didn't really think two times of it. Saw the posting come up again this winter, and we were going through a real tough time at BCL with the eight-man numbers and kind of the way that was going. Kind of saw some writings, you know, and stuff. So just, you know, thought I'd throw my hat in there. Always good to gain experience, you know, just even if it doesn't go your way. Ended up working out for me. I know a couple good coaches in the area, a couple good people in the area. Kind of talked me into it a little bit and kind of talked me about it and kind of let me know kind of what the situation was going on there. It sounded like something that attracted me. And so put my name in the hat, and then next thing you know, here we are.
You bet. So once you officially get started here at AP, what are going to be some of the most important things you're hoping to instill right away, whether it be, you know, culture, certain styles of or philosophies? What's that looking like for you, you think?
Yeah, so, you know, historically, I'm super, you know, into the old school way. It's very much hard work. It's very together. It's always for the name on the front. We don't have time to deal with anybody that wants to do it for the name on the back. I'm a huge believer, and it's not the amount of guys you have, it's the quality of guys you have, and we don't sacrifice that for anybody. Huge on morals, values, bringing that to a program, setting that standard, creating a like-minded staff that all agree and focus and speak the same language and talk about the same things, being on the same page. It's very military style. It's very kind of like almost like war-driven. We take it very seriously. Every game, every week, every practice is its own. It's its own world. That is your world for that time, and we treat it as such. It's going to be a very serious, very intense atmosphere to start. But like anything else, you know, you get through those first couple months. You do it the right way. You work really hard. That's, you know, the stuff pays off later. We're not going to do any shortcuts. We're going to do it the right way, the correct way. We're going to do it our way. And, you know, the on the field stuff will take care of itself, but we're going to be focusing on just kind of getting there and showing these young men that who they can be as men first, players second. And like I said, you know, eventually the stuff on the field will take care of itself, but it will be done the right way.
Yeah, and when it comes to, you know, I guess if you will, turning the program around, you know, coming off of two wins this season, you know, just three wins the year prior, what are kind of your thoughts on, you know, attacking it from that perspective, seeing if you can, you know, help bring this program, you know, back to prominence? You know, maybe some of the stuff you just kind of laid out there, but what are your thoughts on, you know, the idea of hopefully being able to bring this team back to the top?
Yeah, I mean, my personality in general and kind of the way I love, to me, this is the perfect situation. I like coming into situations like the one going on right now where there is, you know, there's, for the most part, only way to go is up. It becomes a real challenge, a challenge that I enjoy. I really thoroughly seek out challenges like that. And I want to bring guys on the staff that feel the exact same way. You know, some people look at it as kind of a hindering time. It's a massive opportunity for the community, the school, the players, and whatever coaches are brought on staff to kind of write their own script, bring some things back that people want to see. But yeah, just a matter of getting together and, you know, the two wins, three wins thing, none of that bothers me. I've seen it before. I know what it's like to be there. So yeah, to me, I don't look at those things. I don't worry about counting wins and losses right now. We're just focused on the opportunity to make the Falcons the best that they could possibly be, and that's all that's on our mind.
So practice, of course, officially start up in August, but certainly a lot of off-season stuff to get to between now and then, you know, especially the summer workouts, weightlifting, things like that. What do you think that's going to look like for you guys, you know, that off-season, that preseason stuff before you officially get rolling here in August?
Yep. Once the school board meeting goes over well next Monday, we'll be looking at implementing a new weightlifting program right off the bat. I already have it designed. Kind of working through right now the scheduling and how that's going to work. That's going to go all summer long. I big on community service. We'll be together as much as we can all summer long, building relationships with the community, with ourselves, with each other. It's just going to be a great time to be together. We're going to be together a lot this summer. Obviously, going to, you know, later on down the road, looking at reaching out, scheduling 7-on-7 trips, you know, getting some kids set to some camps, you know, typical summer stuff. But right now, we're just focusing on taking off on the right foot. Weightlifting program of it being number one, that'll be the first thing we start, and that'll be hopefully starting in about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And that's really our main focus right now, is taking that first big step. And then once we get that and we get the idea of who's committed to the program in the new way, and then we'll start worrying about those extracurriculars a little bit later. But right now, it's all about getting that weight room and starting that back up the right way.
All right, last question I got for you here today. What's maybe a unique thing or two about yourself that people of the AP community should know about?
I don't really know that it's unique. I'm just, you know, especially for my age, I'm, like I said, I'm super old school. I love the old way. I love the way that, you know, people in the past have done things. I'm very direct. I'm very honest. I don't really stray away from anything. I'm here for the kids first. Like I said before, I'm here to make them men. I always tell everybody I'm not a football coach. I'm a mentor that just happens to be coaching football also. I really believe that. I think that, you know, football is obviously the greatest sport in the world to me. But the real message and the real thing we're trying to accomplish while we're here at AP is to make these men the best that they could possibly be for the rest of their lives, not just for this 4-year time frame or whatever that may be. But yeah, like I said, nothing really unique about me. That's just kind of the way I believe and the way I walk. So.
All right. Well, that's the new AP football coach, Jeff Pickna, taking some time to join us here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time today, coach, and looking forward to getting to know you here over the next couple months.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you.